Among my favorite stories out of the presidential primary elections to date is out of Iowa, where an Iowan woman, a Democrat participating in that party's caucus, wanted her pledge card back because she had just learned that Pete Buttigieg is a practicing homosexual. "Are you saying he has the same-sex partner, Pete?" the woman said, all caught on video. "Yes," the precinct chairman for Mayor Mankisser responded. "Are you kidding?" the Democrat woman said. And then after being told Buttigieg is married to another man, she said, "Then I don't want anybody like that in the White House, so can I have my card back?" "Well, he better read the Bible," the woman added after being told his homosexuality shouldn't be important. As is expected, the story's been framed as one of bigotry toward homosexuals by an older white woman, but that's not the important lesson. The lesson is just how uninformed or ignorant some of even the most active voters, like a caucus goer, are about their candidates and take decisions to support someone for whom they know little about. Mayor Mankisser Buttigieg has made his homosexuality a central part of his campaign, with much of his early video coverage being of him kissing his man bride. That a Christian woman objects to such is hardly news. That she had been willing to support him for president without even knowing his most basic defining issue is an indictment of many voters and how lightly they take their use of the franchise. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and at prattontexas.com.